The U.S. political backdrop to post-September 11th involvement in the Middle East also involved the biblical lens that much of Bush's constituency uses to view events in the Holy Land. As I detailed earlier, the 65-70% of the 2004 Bush electorate that are born again or that believe in Armageddon represent the party's essential constituency. Thus, just as scholars of the British war mentality in the years prior to 1914 do well to study the patriotic bombast of the music halls, the stanzas of Onward Christian Soldiers, and the endless books predicting German invasions, fathoming the Bush electorate requires its own study materials. In communications terms, the White House has depended on what Bruce Lincoln, David Domke, and other experts have called double coding. The biblical allusions that cluster so thickly in some speeches that the faithful among his listeners respond warmly. With so many liberty and freedom, good versus evil speeches year after year, Bush made himself a bridge between politics and religion for a large percentage of his electorate, cementing their fidelity. Meanwhile, portions of the Christian right message, too radical and divisive to be voiced directly from the Oval Office, went out through a network of preachers with whom Bush and his advisors kept in touch, could not endorse, but conspicuously never disavowed. These, of course, are stalwarts of the rapture, end times, and Armageddon, such as Tim LaHaye, Jerry Falwell, John Hagee, and Jack Van Impe, whose books and television ministries reached half of the Bush electorate. Their radical and over-imaginative interpretation of the Bible relentlessly magnified that of a defrocked Anglican priest, John Nelson Darby, who visited the United States 8 times during the 1860s and 1870s and ultimately gained far more adherence in the New World than he ever did in his native British Isles. In a nutshell, what Darby proclaimed, and what spread like wildfire through the hugely successful books of Cyrus Scofield, the 1909 Scofield Reference Bible, Hal Lindsey, the late great Planet Earth, 15 million sales through many editions since the 1960s, and Tim LaHaye, the Left Behind series, with multimedia sales in the 60 million range, is a world of turmoil now in the last of 7 periods, dispensations, that will end with the rapture of true believers suddenly pulled into the sky to be with Christ. Next follows the 7-year tribulation, when the satanic Antichrist will arise in Europe and seize world power. At its end, Christ and his armies will triumph in a great battle in Har Megiddo, near Haifa in what is now Israel. From Jerusalem, Christ will proclaim the start of a 1,000-year reign of peace. Through the 1990s, at least, most serious commentators ignored these books and broadcast ministries. But the election of George W. Bush, followed by the nation's post-September 11th responsiveness to a religious dialogue of good versus evil, sparked growing attention to LaHaye's series. In 2003, University of Wisconsin historian Paul Boyer, an expert on religious prophecy, estimated that upwards of 40% of Americans believe that Bible prophecies detail a specific sequence of end times events. To Boyer, religion's huge and unrecognized role in policy formation was on display in the shadowy but vital way that belief in biblical prophecy is helping mold grassroots attitudes towards current foreign policy. As the nation debates a march toward war in the Middle East, all of us would do well to pay attention to the beliefs of the vast company of Americans who read the headlines and watch the news through a filter of prophetic belief. The Bible includes no specific sequence of end times events, as most theologians point out, so belief that it does is largely a product of a century of amplified Darbyism, which is consummated in the Left Behind series. Boyer's thesis is true enough. Similarly, liberal observer Esther Kaplan analyzed the Left Behind series' themes and arguments and concluded that Bush's Middle East policy perfectly aligns with the religious worldview of LaHaye and his millions of readers.